This is the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast, sponsored by Visit Bemidji. Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors covers the lakes, woods, trails, wildlife, and anything else going on outdoors in Paul Bunyan's playground. Well, today on Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors, we once again talk wildlife. This time, we're headed over to the Brainerd Lakes area and checking in with Christine Rice. She is the Brainerd Area Wildlife Manager. And Christine, thanks for joining us today, first of all.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So before we get into all the details of what's going on in the Brainerd Lakes area, let's talk a little bit about you. How did you find your way to the Brainerd area, or is that where you're from?
No, I'm actually from Ohio. So I kind of landed here after grad school up in the northwest corner of Minnesota by chance, and then had this job opening down here in Brainerd after 10 years working for the DNR. I transferred down here. So been here in Brainerd since 2014.
Northwest corner of Minnesota. So where exactly?
I was working out of the Carlstead office there.
Okay. That's
almost
my
Canada.
Yes, it's my old stomping ground. So I'm from Red Lake County, Red Lake Falls actually. So okay. Very familiar with the territory up there. Well, and then you found your way down to Brainerd. Ohio is where you're from. That's one of the stories I hear from a lot of the DNR people I talk to. They get into the outdoors, they want to do that for a living, and this seems to be a really good state to do that in.
It is. We have lots of opportunities here in Minnesota.
So growing up, were you into the outdoors? Did you do a lot of hunting or fishing? How did you find your way into this interest?
We really spend a lot of time outdoors. I'm not really a hunter, which is kind of odd for a wildlife manager, but just love to be outside, and that's what my family likes to do for vacations. We always used to go to all the national parks, and that's where I grew my love for the outdoors and wildlife, and I guess the rest is history here.
Okay. Well, listen, I want to find out a little bit about what's going on in the Brainerd area. We, of course, have a lot of outdoor opportunities here in Bemidji and Alec, the other area where this show goes. Brainerd's no different. There's a lot of opportunities there. But one of the big things, obviously, in Crow Wing County and your area over the last several years is dealing with chronic wasting disease. Give us a little background on what happened and the steps you've taken and what kind of success you've seen.
Sure. So we started doing CWD surveillance in 2017, and that was following a captive deer farm that had a number of positive deer that had CWD. So we did a mandatory testing opening weekend of firearm season, just as a precautionary to see if it was in the wild herd. And that's following our CWD plan that calls for that. So we tested about 7,600 deer that first year. We did that again in 2018. We shrunk the area, though, to more of a 15-mile radius around the captive deer farm and sampled about 900 deer. And in those first two years of surveillance, we had no positives in the wild herd. Then in 2019, we found a dead deer near a cabin about a half mile from the captive deer farm. And that was the first time we had tested a wild deer or found a wild deer with CWD, which triggered kind of that next level of the CWD's plan, which is creating that management deer permit area of 604. So we had a special permit area made, and the carcass movement restrictions went into place and a ban on all food and attractants for deer. And so in 2019, we had mandatory testing throughout all deer seasons and tested almost 4,000 deer and did not have any other positives in the wild. 2020, of course, COVID was a concern, so we did voluntary sampling. And we still had those same carcass movement restrictions and attractant bans. And through voluntary sampling, we collected about 900 samples and had zero positives in the wild from those samples. And then 2021, we're doing mandatory sampling again, but it's only during the opening firearms deer season and voluntary the rest of the deer season. I think so far this year we've only had about 50 or 60 samples come in through voluntary. But, you know, it's early in the archery season, and deer are just getting started moving around more. And you know, firearm season is when we harvest the most deer, of course. And
sure.
So we expect to have a good number coming in on that opening weekend.
You know, it's something that obviously a lot of us here in Beltrami County paying close attention to and hearing, interested in what you have to say, because we are just starting this process here. And it's interesting the different things you have to go through. But it sounds like, other than that one deer, you guys have been in pretty good shape, really.
Yeah, we're in good shape. And you know, so our response plan for CWD would say that we should test for 3 years after finding a deer with that it was positive for CWD. So this will be our third year, and I'm going to knock on wood and cross my fingers and all that we don't find another deer in the wild that has CWD. And if that happens, then we collect enough samples, which we expect to, then we'll have, you know, reasonable certainty that it's not out in the wild and widespread, so that we would stop doing surveillance in this area for at least the near future here, unless something else comes up. So we would go back to the old deer permit areas and go back to managing them how we had previously. So that would be a good success here. I'm hoping for.
And it sounds like you actually had really good cooperation from hunters and other outdoors people.
We have had really good cooperation from our hunters. And I think last year, even with the voluntary sampling, we had more samples than we needed to in order to be 95% positive that we do not have it in the wild, which is number of samples we want to collect so that we can have that reasonable certainty. So that's awesome. That's the only part of the state that did collect enough samples to have that certainty. So that's good job, hunters.
Yeah.
Keep them coming in.
And I've heard from a few other parts of the state. I mean, I know the southeast corner of the state has had the worst of it, but other areas have had some CWD. But it sounds like most of the time it's been via farms, outdoor farms or deer farms of some type, and it hasn't really spread that much. So we just hope that keeps happening.
Right, exactly.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the wildlife area there. I mean, you know, if somebody was totally clueless about the Brainerd area and you had to tell them what your wildlife area was like, how would you describe it to them?
So there's a lot of opportunity here in the Brainerd Lakes area. You know, personally, out of my office, we manage 22 wildlife management areas, which are in varied size, and a lot of oak and aspen management, so you're going to find grouse and turkeys, deer, bear, and any number of small game. A lot of some squirrel hunters and that come out this way. And then, you know, not just on the wildlife management area, we also have a large amount of state forest land and county managed land in Crow Wing and Cass counties, and there's just a lot of opportunity, you know, for anyone who wants to get outdoors. And we also have a lot of rice lakes, so if folks like to go waterfowl hunting, those are pretty popular too.
You do have a lot of opportunities with various kinds of lakes, for certain. I know up here we've got kind of the same thing with a lot of forested area. Not as much ag as the folks in the Alexandria and Fergus Falls areas have. What is your ratio there, ag to forested?
I would say the central portion of my work area, most of Crow Wing County or northern Crow Wing County, is forested. The southern portion of Crow Wing County and the southern portion of Cass County get more into agriculture or rangeland, you know, pasture and hay fields. I guess I haven't really done a total, you know, how much percentage, but it's mostly wooded in the northern portion of my work area, and in the southern and western portion it gets more agriculture.
So describe the area to us. What all does your office cover?
Oh, my work area is all of Crow Wing County, and the portion of Cass County there's a little arm of it that goes directly to the west of Crow Wing County. That's also mine.
Okay. It's a good chunk of land.
It's a good chunk of land, yeah. Somewhere I have a total of how much public land. It's hundreds of thousands of acres that we cooperate, you know, we manage as a as a wildlife office, we manage about 15,000 acres of wildlife management area, but then there's over 150,000 acres of crowing tax forfeited land, and Cass County has even more than that, and then there's the state forest land, so it's a lot of public land that if folks want to recreate, there are plenty of opportunities.
We're headed into the woods in the Brainerd Lakes area with Christine Rice, the Brainerd Area Wildlife Supervisor. We'll have a lot more with her next. This is the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast.
Hi, this is Dick Beardsley with Dick Beardsley Fishing Guide Service. Are you looking to plan a fishing trip? Look no further, as Bemidji, Minnesota is your year-round destination for walleyes, pike, muskie, bass, perch, crappie, panfish, and more. With over 400 fishing lakes within a 25-mile radius of Bemidji, come take a cast at becoming a fishing legend. While you're on your fishing adventure, come take a picture with the historic Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox. Discover the first city on the Mississippi, Bemidji, one step further.
This is the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast. My guest today, Christine Rice, the Brainerd Area Wildlife Supervisor. I presume, like pretty much every other part of Minnesota, the white-tailed deer is the king when it comes to hunting opportunities in your neck of the woods.
That's very popular, yes. Very popular.
It's like the wildlife version of the walleye.
Right.
But what else do you have that's pretty popular there? I'm assuming you get plenty of waterfowl hunting and that type of thing, too.
Waterfowl hunting's fairly popular. I do hear a lot of complaints that, opening weekend's good, and then the birds get scared off, and then the opportunities drop after that until migration comes through. We also have a fair amount of rough grouse, and that's very popular on some of our wildlife management areas for hunting. And then turkey hunting is popular, and we have a pretty, that's the main wildlife. If you're driving around this area, that's what you're going to likely to see on the side of the road or crossing the road. There just seems to have exploded in the past few years. Bear hunting is very popular, but we're in a we don't have very many permits, so it takes quite a while to get drawn in this area. We've been issuing about 200 permits in permit area 45 for the past few years, so it takes about 5 or 6 years to get drawn.
Is that just because? Yeah. Is that just because there's not as many bear there, or what's the reason for that?
I think there's quite a few bear, but we're being very cautious because back in 2012 we harvested a large portion of females in the harvest, and it takes a bear has to be 3 or 4 years old before a female can get pregnant, so we don't want to over harvest the females and then have really sure. long lasting effects on the population, so they're being extra cautious in the number of permits that we're issuing.
The turkey thing has been just nothing short of amazing up here. I know they introduced it quite a few years ago, and a lot of people didn't think, and even people who were doing it were hoping, but weren't confident that they were going to be able to survive up here, but clearly they have. Same thing here. It's very, very popular. The numbers are growing. It sounds like you've had the same kind of success rate down there.
Yeah, they seem to be everywhere.
It's and people love them. People love hunting turkey.
They love them, and they love to just see them, too. It's just nice for viewing, too.
That is so true, and I think that's a lot of things, what we need to think about when we're thinking about, our natural resources and protection. There are, as many people love to fish and hunt and do those types of things, there's a lot of people who just live up here to experience seeing ducks on the lake or flying overhead or hear the loons call or see the deer come through their yard, or some people even love just watching the bears come through their yards. My wife would not be that thrilled about that, but some people like it. And yet are not hunters at all. And so it's kind of that whole overall vibrancy of the outdoors that's really important here.
Right.
So what are we looking at for this year? What are you hearing? What do you know from your staff? The deer numbers looking good right now?
Personally, that's what I've seen, a fair number of deer this year, and fawn production seemed to be pretty good. I don't think that the drought this year had any effect on this current year's population. They seem to be doing just fine. I expect the harvest to be about the same as last year or better in this area. We did have one permit area that went, most of my permit areas stayed the same from last year in terms of management scheme, except for one. One of them, 172, went from Hunter's Choice to Lottery this year. So that one likely will have less antlerless harvest this year.
Have you seen any, it's a little early to be able to determine, but have you seen anything that has you concerned about the drought we had this last summer?
I think we've recovered well. You know, I would say that the bear harvest probably was a little bit higher because of the drought, possibly because of their foods were, you know, the foods that bears typically eat in the fall, the hazel and that, did not produce as well. But everything else, all the other species are pretty adaptable, and I think everything's going to, you know, we've gotten a lot of rain this past month or so, so I think going into next spring, we should still be pretty good.
Christina,
so coming out of the winter, we should be good.
Good. How many people do you have working in your office?
My staff is pretty small at the moment. I currently have one full-time employee, and then I have a seasonal on through the end of deer season and an office assistant helping me out. So there's just, there's that four of us here.
And so what do each of you do?
Well, our work is kind of all over the place,
yeah.
Whatever we need to do, right? So, I have one person on who's primarily working on the CWD sampling. So she is doing all the voluntary sampling that's happening now. We have head barrels out at all the sampling stations. So she is focusing her work on collecting those deer heads and sampling them and getting sent to the lab in a timely manner. And when she's not doing that, then she's helping my other full-time employee. Fall is a great time to work on buckthorn. So we work on invasive species here in the fall and do cut stump treatment. And if we have some time, we're planning to do some timber stand improvement. For us, that means getting brush saws out and releasing our oak saplings so that they can grow faster and hopefully produce acorns sooner. It's kind of what we do here in the fall, and we do that work primarily on our wildlife management areas.
I probably should have known this, but of course, I do a lot of fishing interviews, and I'm well aware of aquatic invasive species. Haven't heard as much about invasive species in the woods, so talk about that a little bit. What does tend to happen in the woods with species that are not supposed to be here, and how do they get here?
So buckthorn, if you go further south, it can be quite a nasty invasive species, and we have two types, glossy and common buckthorn. And the berries on this plant are a diuretic, so the birds eat them and then spread them profusely, and they don't get very much value out of the, you know, there's no nutritional value in those berries. So birds are the ones that are primarily spreading them to our natural areas, so they can pop up in the middle of a woods, and so we kind of have to do surveys and looking for it on a continuing basis. But we have a few really, really bad spots on some of our WMA, so we've been focusing our work on that, our known spots, and when we have time, looking for new spots, because the nice thing, if there is a nice thing about an invasive species, buckthorn keeps its leaves. They're bright green into the fall after everything else loses their leaves, so it makes it a little bit easier to try and find them. Some of the other noxious weeds we have, like leafy spurge or common tansy or spotted knapweed, we find those primarily on our trails. Our trail systems, and it's likely either brought in from, you know, the machinery we use to do our work, or people not cleaning their boots before they come on to the WMAs. So we encourage people to come clean and leave clean so that we don't spread any more invasive species.
So we talked quite a bit about CWD. We've talked some about invasive species. Anything else going on in your area that's causing you guys some concern?
Those are the primary things. That's what we're working on.
What's the good news over there?
Well, if you like to come out wild ricing, I encourage you to try out the Brainerd Lakes areas. We have a number of really good rice lakes, so if folks haven't tried it before or want to give it a shot, we have some well-known wild rice lakes. Of course, season's over for this year, but come out here next next September, and we'll get you hooked up to the best wild racing in the state.
That's interesting.
In my opinion. Of course, I'm a little biased.
Sure. Well, of course. You know, we got a few of those here, too. Obviously, Leech Lake is a prime one here with a lot of good racing area. So you've got a lot of lakes that just kind of are, that's what they are? They're
right.
Kinda...
So like, we have two really well-known, I think, at least I think so. Our Duck Lake Wildlife Management Area has Duck Lake, of course, in it, and that is a really good race lake. And then our Lower Dean Wildlife Management Area has Lower Dean Lake, which is also a really good wild rice lake. And they're pretty consistent on their production of rice year in and year out. You know, we do have trappers on the outlets managing the beaver population and how high the beaver dams get so that we don't flood out the rice. Pretty good production year, you know, assuming we don't have drought. But even this year with the drought, we had a good production. It's just you probably couldn't get there very easily because of low water levels.
Right, yeah. That's a story I heard a few times up here, Dan,
yep.
And pretty much all over the area, no question. So it sounds like, you know, I mean, that things are pretty good in your area. You're feeling pretty good about where you guys are at?
Yeah, I think we're doing pretty well here.
So if you were a teacher and you had to give your area a grade, what would the grade be?
I'm going to say an A. Just a straight up A, maybe not an A plus, but we'll just go with an A.
And I think that, you know, that's pretty good grade considering the fact that that area, I mean, whether it be for fishing or, you know, in the wildlife, it just gets a ton of use. There's a ton of people who spend a lot of time in your area taking advantage of the outdoors.
Yeah, it definitely gets used, and it's good to see so many people enjoy this area and want it protected. So,
Christine, anything else you want people to know before we wrap it up today?
I can't think of anything at the moment. I guess just enjoy the fall and get out there and do what you love to do out in the woods.
That's why you put all that effort in, right?
That's why we do this, right?
Absolutely. She is Christine Rice. She's the Brainerd Area Wildlife Manager, talking about what we can expect if we spend some time in the outdoors and in the woods and other outdoor areas of the Crow Wing County and Brainerd Lakes area. Christine, thanks for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast, sponsored by Visit Bemidji. You can catch the radio show Saturdays on KBUN Sports Radio 104.5 in Bemidji, B93.3 in Brainerd, and Kick FM in Alexandria. And of course, multiple times a week, we'll have great stuff for you right here on the podcast.